Okay, so question of the week has to do with a black woman's utter nervousness and being utterly terrified that her and her boyfriend are going to have a hard time when they go to an area that is historically racially stratified, which is Savannah, Georgia. I'm a little bit familiar with that area because my brother lives in Atlanta and I've also heard some stories. So I'm just go ahead and read this to you and then I'll give you my take. Hello, my name is Taliba. I got your email from a YouTube video. Should black women marry up? I'm a black woman in an interracial relationship. Things seem to be getting pretty serious, but I still have my concerns. I am concerned because, to my knowledge, he has never openly witnessed racism towards a black person. But whenever I talk to him about black culture, he is very responsive and positive. Yet the minute I talk to him about current race issues, he shuts down. And this concerns me because next month we are going to Savannah, Georgia to celebrate my cousin's wedding, where we may experience a racial encounter. I am not sure how we as a couple will deal with the situation regarding race. So far, the only situations we have dealt with involve stares and remarks from other people. When I think about the future, I do worry about our future children and how he will handle the race to them, the race issue, and explain to them. How do I prepare him for this reality? How do we as a couple deal with potential external conflicts concerning race? I hope that you can offer advice. And absolutely, I can offer you advice, and I will. Okay, so first things first. I understand that in interracial relationships, for a lot of us, and I was one of those people, so I'm not delineating myself in any way, a lot of us are overly concerned about the race issue. We tend to think that the race issue supersedes all other things related to a healthy relationship, which is shared values on family, economics, education, and outlook on life and community, and all of those things seem to supersede that of race when we are in interracial relationships. For some reason, that takes precedence over all the other things that make for a good relationship. Now, one thing that I thought was interesting was that when you talk to your significant other about black culture, he was very interested and very engaged and very curious, because there's a whole lot about black culture that is exciting and positive and fascinating for people. But he kind of shut down on racial issues, and he might have just shut down because he's not sure how he should respond. Now, this goes back to the video that I did a week or so ago that caused so much outrage. You know, how do you deal? How do you talk to your significant other about hate crimes like the Charleston shooting of 9 people? And for a lot of people, for a lot of non-black men, they feel like nothing that they say is going to be the right thing to say, so they just say nothing. I can tell you, from somebody who's been married for 13 years to somebody who isn't black and who didn't come in with quote unquote a lot of understanding about quote unquote black issues, I can tell you that 10%, if that, of our discussions or our issues or things that we hold of importance have to deal with race. In every aspect outside of our melanin content, we are your average family. We are just regular. We get up in the morning, make our kids breakfast, they go to school, we're cooking, we're working, we're paying the bills. But for some reason, and I feel like black women are really, really preoccupied with the race issue, and it's almost like, no, it's not almost like, it is like, if if a man can't speak as effectively on the race issue, it doesn't matter if you're compatible in all the ways that make for a successful relationship and marriage. And so I would say that I just want you to express, exercise some caution in letting that supersede all the other things that make for a good relationship. Now, in terms of how you deal with race issues, you guys are obviously in a relationship and you need to be able to feel comfortable discussing those issues with each other. And a way that you can encourage him to do that is by talking about issues and not say things like, you know, not refer to him as part of the collective. So you can say, you know, you can talk about white supremacy, but that doesn't necessarily mean white people are all white supremacists. You know, it's not a default that just because a person is white that they believe in the racial superiority of white people. So I think that it's your job to sort of make him feel comfortable to express himself and to be able to do that in a way that he can feel comfortable in saying what he says. You're dating the guy. He's obviously good to you. You guys are going to a wedding, so that means it's getting pretty serious. Then that man is obviously treating you well and is loving your brown self. So you can, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable with speaking to him about this. And what I would say to you is this. Read Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed, because we talk about this specifically on staring and how to deal with when outside forces try to come into your interracial relationship and try to, you know, sort of whether on purpose or maliciously try to throw a monkey wrench in it because they don't want to see you happy or they don't want to see you with a person that doesn't fit their comfort. One thing that you need to also keep in mind that the people who are complaining to you or the people who may potentially have a problem with you contribute nothing to your life. They should not matter. They have zero influence on what impacts your life, and yet you're more concerned with them than your guy. So what I think you should do is focus on the relationship that you two have and cultivating a really strong communication foundation so that you guys can build upon, but understand that race is only one aspect, and, you know, barring all of the stuff you see online and everything else, it is such a small contribution to the overall issues that make for a great relationship. So that's my advice to you. Go in, and here's the thing, have the conversation with him first in terms of, you know, hey hun, we're going to Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia is historically very racially segregated. We might look kind of like, you know, the oddballs. So, you know, I love you and I think that, you know, I'm proud of you and I think we make an amazing couple, but it may be kind of uncomfortable. So how are we going to deal with that? Or how do you suppose we should deal with that? Just leave it like that, you know. Tell him what he might anticipate, but not in a confrontational way. Like, what are you going to do if somebody says this? Or, I'm worried about you not understanding me. Just say, hey, you know, I'm excited to go to a wedding with you. I'm excited that we're doing this thing together. Maybe one day it'll be us. But, you know, historically, Savannah has, you know, been this way. What do you think about that? And what do you, you know, how do you think that, what's the best way that we as a couple should process if something like that happens? So I hope that my suggestion has been helpful for you. And if you want to reach me with a question, any of you, you can reach me at Christelyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackandwhite.com. Bye.